Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, before we're out of here today, a touching tribute that I must get to. And so much more. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. All right, so... Oh, Margo, I have a question for you before I start this segment, before I get into really what I want to get into.
What up?
My daughter and I were in Bryant Park. I'm sitting there having coffee. She was having like a juice or something. And a lady walks by. Now, you know how the kids say extra. Now, is this extra or not? Is this too much? Okay. You know what extra means, right?
Yeah.
Lady has a Westie. You know what a West Highland Terrier is?
Yeah.
A Westie. She's walking a Westie, and this lady's very New York looking, like trendy clothes and all that. The Westie is dyed pink.
Oh, God.
Extra or not?
That's very extra. I was actually just looking at videos earlier of people dyeing their dogs.
Well, that's weird. I said that then.
Yeah, that, yeah, it is
the
weird.
The dog's hair, it was all pink.
I don't understand why people need to dye their dogs.
I don't know. And I said to my daughter, and my daughter just rolled her eyes. She just goes, whoa. I said, yeah, that's too much.
There's
for me.
Just, let your dog live. It doesn't want to be pink.
No,
it unless doesn't. It does, but I assume it doesn't want to be pink.
Rough life. How would the dog know anyway? So I just want to get your input on that. All right, coming up in a little bit. Something happening in Leechburg, I can't believe. But let's get down to this. So on our way home, our flight was canceled. It was delayed at first, okay? It was supposed to fly out Friday night, coming home at like 7 o'clock. So it gets delayed. Then we're on the other side of 10, and finally it gets canceled. There was a big storm. There's all kind of stuff. Then they said it was air traffic controller stuff. It was what it was. So I saw it on the board, though. It said canceled before they actually announced it in the terminal. So I made my way to customer service, tried to beat the crowd, and really beat some of it, but not all of it. I was still like 10th in line or so. But as I'm making my way up to the front counter and trying to figure out what I'm going to do, if there's any more flights that night, there were not. What my options were, there were no other airlines. The option ended up being the next day, being Saturday at like 4:30, fly home. And so had to get go to Orbitz, find another hotel room, come back into the city from LaGuardia, do that. And it ended up being, spent money I really didn't want to spend, but it was what it was, you know? It just, travel woes happen. The person working at the counter couldn't have been a nicer young man when I finally made it up there. All this in the face of people swearing at him, people quite literally pounding the table, people saying this isn't good enough, I'm going to stand here and wait, people pointing their finger at him and there were a couple other gate agents or customer service agents. People speak to people like they're jerks. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. If this is a new development, if this is something that we have in this ultra self-important society, and when this really took off, because I know what didn't happen that day. What didn't happen that day is those people who were working for Delta Airlines, they woke up and they said, hey, here's the deal. What I want to happen is go to work and lightning strike really close to here and there be a big storm and all these flights get delayed and maybe canceled. And then people come up to me and we have to figure something out. They wanted the day to go smoothly when they woke up. They didn't want to have to deal with any nonsense. So it wasn't their fault. When did we turn into people who feel it's okay to yell and scream at others who are trying to help us? Because I don't feel like it's always been, you've had outliers once in a while. A crazy guy or a lunatic or, man, this woman is really full of herself. Look at the way she's talking to that guy. But it seemed like person after person after person felt it was A-okay to be a total jerk to people trying to help them out. Now, I can only speak from experience. You know, if you approach people and don't act like that, generally, they're more apt to help you out because they're just exhausted by the people who treat them like idiots. Look, that doesn't discount there needs to be a referendum on air travel in this country and getting it right and being on time and maybe even customer service and the way that they do their job, the way that they compensate you, the way that things need to be made right and things that need to work on time a little bit more. Those are two separate issues. Now, they end up intertwining because one turns into the other. But how easy it is for some to make an ass of themselves in public is really wowing to me. And then there's this factor in all of it. And this is the part you need to help me understand at 866-391-1020. Who still does this or feels comfortable doing this? And this was crossing my mind as I'm standing there, and it's like 10:45 at night at LaGuardia Airport, and this lady is just, she's like three people in front of me. And she's like, this isn't good enough. I want a supervisor, and we've got, and I'm thinking, lady, it's 10:45. There's no more flights. Somebody very well could be videotaping you because everybody's got a cell phone. And somebody very well, especially somebody younger, could be getting some social media clout from all of this. Videotaping you, putting it on their TikTok, putting it on their Instagram, putting it on their Twitter, blasting it out, and put a whole lot of, you know, crying laughing emojis or skull emojis. I'm dead. This is hilarious. And then it's not just the people within an eye shot. It's the whole world that sees you for being a goofball. Who takes those chances and does that? And why do we feel comfortable doing it? I'm just standing there watching all this going, when did we lose common human decency for each other? And the other part too is this. People act like that they're on a plane of one. You aren't the only person inconvenienced. A whole lot of people got inconvenienced. It's what kind of comes with the territory to some degree. It just feels like it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I don't know what the answer is for it. But have you noticed the same thing or not? It just blows me away. It does. When people, whether it's a hotel, whether it's an airport, whether it's at a restaurant, people's ability so easily to talk to others like they're dirt. It's weird.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.